Blog Talk Radio. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao. We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have
the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
favor. ¿Cuándo?
The network.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. I can't find my headset right now. But here I am. Yep. No headset. I don't know where my headset went. All right, whatever. It's Vince in the Bay. Coming to you live, this is your Sunday night mega show. The lines are wide open, kids, if you want to join me here. The number is 347-826-7667. It's early edition of Vince in the Bay programming tonight. We can chop it up about anything. It's open format tonight. Doesn't really matter. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to take calls, hopefully, from you. You got to join me, though, at 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And, yeah, I got to find my headset. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. Oh, yeah, I'm also in Tiny Chat. If you want to join me over there, Beatbox Radio and Cannabis Monk are over there. Also, in the regular Blog Talk Radio chat room, it's Benjamin Solomon, Cannabis Monk, and several guest listeners. I appreciate the love, people. I am going to take a little break, intermission here, play some music, try to find my headset and get this party rolling here. If you want to join me, plenty of time to do that. We got 2 hours here. Don't be shy, though. Call in now, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. In the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. If you want to check me out on the Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I had a lot of fun on Twitter today, and over the last week, I've been having a lot of fun on Twitter, so we'll see what's up there. But, yeah, there you have it. You know, I was listening I heard the Dead Kennedys earlier today, and it reminded me of that tune, California Uber Ollies. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's actually relevant all of a sudden again, because in that song, Jello Biafra complains about Governor Brown. Well, guess what? History has repeated itself. We have a Governor Brown again right here in California. Yeah, here you go. It's just some Dead Kennedys with California Uber Ollies right here on your Sunday night mega show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back with your calls after this.
Will control you.
negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre, une vraie guerre. Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer qu'ils encerclent sur le Parlement et se préparent à l'attaque.
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay with a little echo in the background. All right. Thank you for joining me. It's Sunday night. The weekend is winding down, and I'm glad you're here winding down your weekend with me, Vince in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Thank you to the early chit-chatters, Beatbox Radio, Benjamin Solomon, Cannabis Monk, and Dumbfounded America. Appreciate the early love in the chat room there. Would also appreciate your calls if you do it now, 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines here, and I think we have Benjamin Solomon. What's up, Benjamin?
Yes, you do have Benjamin Solomon. Anyway, I wonder where Anyway, I wonder where the losers like Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew are.
I don't know. Well, they're not here right now. If you're patient, they usually show up. Both of them are regulars here, and they've showed up pretty much almost every night. So they're not here. Neither of them are here now. But if you just stick around, Benjamin, you might, your wish just might come true. You know what? What's that? Go ahead. Oh, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you mean I might be able to just tear them down basically while they're here and while they listen to themselves being torn down. No, Goofy Bone.
Oh, absolutely. You can humiliate them. You can humiliate them. Yes, you can humiliate them to their face right here on the air, live. No problem.
That is awesome.
In fact, let me get on the horn here. Let me see if I can't get the Jew to wake up. Okay, I just said, hey, Jew, Ben is on my show looking for you. So hopefully he'll come by. I just personal messaged him on Skype. And, if you guys want to join Benjamin and I here, the number is 347-826-7667. Benjamin, what's the truth of the matter right now?
Everything. Just like for...
No,
just,
come
just
on,
like,
not everything.
The truth of the matter is this. Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew are losers and idiots. Goofy Bone, I think... My theory with Goofy Bone is when he was cleaning the toilets, I think he was actually, you know, eating the poop and then he inserted it in his brain. And that's why he turned into such a jackass. That's my theory with Goofy Bone.
That sounds plausible to me. 347-826-7667, the number, kids. I'm Vincent the Bay, awaiting your call. I have Benjamin Solomon with me. I also have a couple of other callers who are not raising their hand. That's perfectly acceptable. But if you do wish to call in and join the conversation, you call the number, and then once you're inside, you press the number 1. To raise your hand and alert me that you want to join the program, the conversation here on the program. I also want to thank our good friend Metal Talk Radio. He set up a nice little tiny chat for us. BTR has been having some weird technical glitches, at least I know myself, and have also heard from several other users on BTR. That there's been some sketchiness with the chat room loading and stuff. I noticed that some shows, the chat room will load no problem. Like, say, for some reason today, Benjamin, your show, I was able to load the chat room no problem. And then I went to another program that was on at the exact same time and tried their chat room, and it just said, it just gave me that connecting dot, 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 like forever. It just would never load. Certain chat rooms just won't load up. So what I've decided to do is have a backup here on the tiny chat, which is actually is just as fun, if not funner. The tiny chat is a chat room. It's really basic, really simple interface. And there's a video in there. You can check me out on the video chat. You can hear me behind the scenes when I go off the air. You don't hear the actual broadcast. You'll hear my voice, but you won't hear, say, you know, the music or the other callers or anything. So you don't get the whole shebang over there, but you do get a little inside peek, a little insider extreme edition going on over there at the tiny chat. Got the webcam up. Cannabis Monk and Beatbox Radio are both over there. It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. When we get hot chicks that show up and that are friends of the show, they'll recently it's been Hot Janelle, who is a very good friend of the show, a good new friend of the program. She's part of the Cannabis Monk 420 crew,
420 Grindhouse crew, excuse me. And speaking of which, Cannabis Monk is in the chat room. Big ups to him for tuning in, supporting the program. I appreciate that. I was on his program earlier today. That was fun, chit-chatting with him. And I'm looking forward to another fantastical edition of the Mega Show. I'm resurrecting the Mega Show. So I've decided what I'm going to do nowadays. Unless I got something else going on at night, like because I don't have a life. Let's face it, I just work and I do this show. And so unless I got something special going on, I'm going to do a show every night. And on last night, Saturday night, we did the Bunga Party Sexy Time. So that's sort of the Saturday night thing. The Sunday night thing is now going to be Mega Show. It's on an hour earlier. And it's going to be kind of obviously a call-in show, variety show. Unless of course, it's preempted by something special. Like last week, it was the Oscars. A couple weeks before that, it was the Grammys. But unless there's something special like that going on, I don't think Sunday night's going to be Mega Show. With me, Vincent the Bang, taking calls. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 615. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Hey, who's this?
This is Justin from Dumbfounded America. I listen to your show all the time.
Oh, right on, man. What's going on?
Cool. I was going to sing Metal Talk Radio's praises, too. I thought those guys are really cool. And I just wanted to get your take on Mike Huckabee going off on Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got a kid. He basically just reamed her because she wasn't married and she had a kid.
Right.
A millionaire. She's a Harvard graduate. I'd like to see people's take on that. I don't get it at a religious standpoint. I don't get it anyhow. So.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly have an opinion on that. I didn't follow that story too closely, but I did catch wind of it. Basically, what he's referring to is former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was a guest on the Michael Medved show. If you're not familiar with Michael Medved, he is basically John Stossel's retarded evil twin. And if you don't know who John Stossel is, he's a guy with a mustache, used to be on 2020, now he's on Fox Business. Google him, John Stossel. Educate yourself, kids. Anyway, so the former Governor Huckabee, now a regular or on the Fox News Channel. He's on the Michael Medved talk show. They were chit-chatting about the Oscars, apparently, and they got on the subject of Natalie Portman and the fact that she accepted her Oscar at the awards 7 months pregnant, so visibly pregnant, and she is engaged to be married. She's not married yet. She conceived her child out of wedlock. But she's marrying the guy that knocked her up, and, they have a happy, healthy relationship. All is good in the world. And these guys were getting on her case about being a single mother, and somehow her flaunting her pregnancy in her acceptance speech made her, an icon for single mothers, and she was somehow romanticizing single motherhood and having children out of wedlock, which I think is just ridiculous. I think basically what this proves, first of all, is that Mike Huckabee has pretty much confirms that Mike Huckabee has no interest in running for president of the United States. That's a safe bet at this point. If you're going to rip on the Oscar winner, the girl who just was fawned over by a billion people, and you want to be the next leader of the free world, you don't want to tick off any of those billions of people, trust me. So he's trying to pander to the right wing, you know, pro marriage, pro life crowd, and he's really making himself look bad because this is the same. They represent the same movement, the same party that backs people like Sarah Palin and her daughter, Bristol Palin, who had a child out of wedlock and I guess should be reprimanded in the same way as Natalie Portman. Now, believe me, I'm not a fan of Natalie Portman. I think she's cute. I think she's a great actress. I certainly am not interested in her politics. I'm sure she's got some pretty lefty politics. I'm sure I would imagine I don't agree with her on a lot of stuff politically, ideologically, whatever. But I didn't see her. When I saw her win that award, it never even crossed my mind that she was somehow should be, you know, demonized because she accepted an award and she had a child out of wedlock. I'm just not buying that. I think those guys are just pandering to the uber ultra social conservative base, and all they're making themselves look like is idiots. Really, nobody. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter reprimanding them. A lot of people within the conservative movement. There's a guy, Jim, what's his name? Jim Nolte, I think his name is, on Big Hollywood, Big Government, that dude. He's like the editor over there. He wrote up a blog that I think, you know, pretty much touches on all the bases that I agree with. I don't really like that guy. I'm not a big fan of that guy, Jim Nolte, or whatever his name is, over at Big Hollywood, but he did write a blog that I totally agree with, and I think I might have retweeted it on Twitter. I don't know. But, yeah, basically, I'm in this whole thing, I guess I'm Team Portman. I've never really liked Mike Huckabee. I think he's a nice enough guy. I think he means well. I like the fact that he plays bass in his own band and has these music guests on and jams with them. I think that's cool. I'm sure he's a really fun guy to hang out with. He's on Red Eye all the time. He does a great job. He's hosted Red Eye a few times, and he's actually really, really good. That's my favorite show on TV is Red Eye. And I'm kind of on a hiatus from watching cable TV, but Red Eye is my favorite show, and he's Governor Huckabee has hosted Red Eye a couple of times, and he's great. He is really good on that show. I think he should stay. Like, I think he's making the right move. He should stick to Fox News and just whatever. So I hope that answered your question. Anyway, my good friend Cannabis Monk is hanging out with me, and I was having on his show earlier today. Oh, by the way, we've got some new folks in the chat room. Debbie Daly, Space Poet, and several guest listeners. Thank you for joining the program here. I love you, Debbie Daly. It's a pleasure to have you here. I don't know where I'm, what standing I am with you, but if you're here listening to the show, I guess it's all on the up and up. But I hope you're doing well. I've missed your show the last couple days, so I don't know where we stand as far as the Nature Boy situation. But I hope you guys are working through that. I like Nature Boy a lot. I think he's a welcome addition to the late night BTR zeitgeist, if you will. And, yeah, as is our good friend Benjamin Solomon, who we're going to check in with again. Benjamin, what is the truth of the matter?
Well, the truth of the matter is this. The left hates America. The left wants to impose a socialist and communist nanny state, and the left wants to appease America's totalitarian.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what, Benjamin? I have a question for you. You heard me talk about Natalie Portman. What's your take on that whole Natalie Portman, Mike Huckabee thing? Did you pay any attention to that?
No.
But yeah, I mean, exactly. Go ahead.
But anyway, but here is the thing. I mean, but here is the thing. Also, as I said, we may have to bomb the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to prevent them from taking power, and we should send an assassination squad after Gaddafi as well.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter, all right, you piece of garbage?
But, I mean, anyway, where's that 9/11 conspiracy theorist, hack loser, one angry Jew?
I don't know. He's not here right now. Debbie Daly's here, though. She might be able to conjure up the Jew. Debbie, if you are within earshot of my voice, I implore you to get on the horn and get that no-good piece of hairy-backed 400-pound Sopranos extra-looking motherfucker to call into this show. Get that guy, the one angry Jew, get that guy to call the program right now, 347-826-7667. I was on the horn while I was on Skype with him. I tried to Skype him. He's on there right now, but he's not responding.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, anyway, I can't wait to tear down One Angry Jew and Goofy Bone.
All right. Well, hopefully your dream will come true momentarily. I have a feeling we are moments away from a potential Jew-on-Jew hate fest coming your way right here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly hosting, Vincent the Bay. Why don't you join me? Get off your ass, get on the horn, and give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'm here with my good friend, Benjamin Solomon, who is a big supporter of Israel. Hey, Benjamin, have you ever been to Israel?
Yeah. Yes.
And what's your favorite city in Israel?
I have plenty of favorite cities, but I guess my favorite city, come to think of it, is Jerusalem, which is the historic capital of the Jewish nation anyway.
Right, right. What about Tel Aviv? I heard Tel Aviv's kind of cool.
Yeah, Tel Aviv is awesome.
Okay,
I like to challenge one angry Jew on this 9/11 conspiracy theorist nonsense and on his willingness to allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. One angry Jew supports appeasing Islamic terrorists. He's an apologist of Islamic terrorists.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He is.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're correct.
Hey, we got one angry Jew is finally on, right?
Patriot Greg.
I'd like him to be on. He's not on at the moment. But,
You were just playing one of your files.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to tell the difference. I know. I like to keep it that way, actually. Keep you guessing. Keep you on your toes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Benjamin, are you there?
Yes.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
That's right. I agree. All right, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back with my good friend, Benjamin Solomon. Join us, won't you?
No.
Yeah! سوري يضع كرة رأسية حلوة حلوة راؤول حلوة راؤول يتقدم راؤول رابع أهداف هذا الموسم هذه أمامنا راؤول
29-69. Merci de nous rappeler.
We are the network. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We are the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
With you taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Let's go straight to the phone lines. I have a blocked number, the 111. You're on the air.
Yes, this is John Ritter.
John Ritter, what's going on, man?
Man, it's really dark down here. I'll tell you what, I've been here for a while. I love my shows, but this box is kind of creeping me out.
Right on. So what brings you here? What else is on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about Three's Company when I used to be on it, and it was a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, this whole death thing is kind of creeping me out.
Yeah. Okay. And your point? What is it about? What is it about the debt that baffles you? When you left, the debt was we had the debt before. It's gotten bigger, but I mean, is that really shocking? Is that really surprising that the debt has risen?
No, death, not debt. I don't really care about debt anymore. I'm kind of dead.
Oh, you're dead, right? Yeah, well, I know you're dead, but what about being dead? Tell us. What's the best thing about being dead? How about that? Let's focus on the positive here. Accentuate the positive, right?
The best thing is I get tons of rest, and I don't have to think about coming up with prank, falls for the show. The worst thing I will tell you is my hair is just it's going crazy, and I can't get a haircut because I'm 6 feet under. There's nobody here.
That's cool. Well, hey, man, it could be worse, dude.
I'll tell you what, my pubes are huge.
They're huge? What do you mean they're huge? Like the individual follicles are huge or like they've just grown out a lot?
No, just they've grown out like a Bootsy Collins, like, that kind of afro. Like, it's just massive.
I totally know Bootsy Collins. I love Bootsy Collins, actually.
He's the man.
Bootzilla?
Yes. Yes. That man can play bass like nobody other.
That's right, brother. You know what's up. Join me, 347-826-7667.
baby mama. Bootzilla here. Made by the makers of funky things to play with. Trademark Funk Attack Incorporated, mama.
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay, back with you live on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phones now. It's time for, actually, before I go to the phones, let's set this up proper here. It's time for the late night saga that we like to call the Knights of BTR.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR. This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
night on the Knights of BTR, kids. It's Jew versus Jew, mano y mano, right here on Late Night BTR with Vince of the Bay. Yeah, let's bring on the Jew. Let's bring on Jew number one. One angry Jew, what it do?
Hello.
Piston pilots, are you there? Do you copy? Are you unmuting yourself? There you go. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Hey, one angry Jew, are you there? Can you hear me? You're unmuted.
Hello.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. I thought I was going to have a Jew-on-Jew thing there. I set it up and everything, and they both just disappointed me. Oh, well. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything. I appreciate the love in the chat room. Beach Bum 55, Beatbox Radio, Benjamin Solomon, Cannabis Monk, Debbie Daly, Dumbfounded America, Metal Talk Radio, Space Poet, and Two Angry Jews. And also over in the Tiny chat room, D Squared, Dylan, Metal Talk, Piston Pilot, and Cannabis Monk. Good times in there as well. If you want to join us, that's the Insider Extreme. If you want to hang out, sometimes I banter on a little bit during song. When I'm playing songs on the air, sometimes I will chit-chat behind the scenes over there. So maybe if you're not feeling the song and you want to hear what I'm bullshitting about over there, you can dial that in while the song's playing. Or not, just enjoy the song. Because honestly, sometimes I say interesting stuff, candid stuff. Sometimes I'm just talking out of my ass, and it doesn't really make any sense, and it doesn't, and it shouldn't. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm reading my Twitter feed right now. Phil Hendry, who I am a huge fan of. I love Phil Hendry. Speaking of which, I think he's going on right. Or no, it's Sunday. He's on during the week. But one of my favorite radio broadcasts is the Phil Hendry Show, which for me is on at 10 p.m. Pacific. Actually, it starts right when I start my show. But when I finish my show, I catch the last hour of his, and he's hilarious. I think he's a true pro for sure. And he's talking about in the aftermath of this whole Charlie Sheen webcast that happened yesterday. He says, he tweets this, finally this, some people keep referring to the Charlie Sheen webcast of last night as a, quote, radio show. Webcasts and radio equals the same thing. Cool. Yeah, well, all that stuff is merging together. The lines are being blurred. I mean, we've got what do I do? I do a webcast, yeah, sure. And a lot of people probably, if they really want to catch Phil, they probably get him through the web too. Unless you can catch him when he's on in your area, on your local affiliate, if he's on your local affiliate. But if not, you should catch him in his archives, which is, you know, the equivalent of his archives, which is, I guess, is his radio show. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm taking calls, 347-826-7667. It looks like I have Benjamin Solomon here with me. Benjamin, are you there?
Yes. Is One Angry Jew
all right,
on the line?
I think so. Let's try this again. Hey, One Angry Jew, are you there?
No.
Okay,
I'm too angry. I'm too angry, Jews.
All right. So let's get this on. Benjamin, you had some words you want to share with One Angry Jew, correct?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can guess what he's going to say. Two Angry Jews is a well-known 9/11 conspiracy theorist, and he he wanted to go after the black conservative, but the black conservative is still there, and I'm here because there's nothing on TV, and I'm
one changed. Angry Jew. One angry Jew, shut your pie hole right now.
It's two angry Jews.
All right, two angry Jews, three angry Jews, 15 angry Jews, whatever.
No, it's two angry
point
Jews.
Is,
if you're gonna,
shut your
if,
pie hole.
If you're going to address me, you should address me properly.
All right, I'll address you as two angry Jews right
all
now.
All right, and I'd like you to also try not to repeat yourself. If you repeat yourself.
All right, two angry
wait,
Jews.
Wait, wait, wait. If you repeat yourself, you're going to hear this. Every time you repeat yourself, I'm going to train you like a monkey that you are.
You know what I'm going to do, Benjamin? I'm just going to mute myself and let you guys have at it. This is a cage match to the death. Both of you unmuted.
I'm going to train you like a monkey that you are.
One angry Jew. I don't need you to train me. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, you 9/11 conspiracy theorist hack. You can do the ant all you want, but you're still a loser. You're still a gay loser. You have a man crush on the black conservative. You've been trying to go after him.
I'm sorry, Benjamin. You patriot Greg very badly. Why don't you repeat what you just said? Come on now.
Patriot Greg.
He's gone. And he's going to blame his ISP again.
No. He's going to call back. He'll call back. He's having some issues with his
wait
phone there. I don't know.
He lives in New York City, for Christ's sake. How bad could his internet possibly be?
I don't know.
If he's using an air call.
No. He's calling in on his phone line. He's not calling. Is he calling in on his Skype or? No, he's calling in on a phone. Here, he's back now.
Well,
right.
How bad could his phone be in New York City? Come on.
The AT&T service is crap. Just like when
I believe it. I believe it. That's a good alibi. I believe it.
But I mean, anyway, one angry Jew has a man crush on the black conservative. He's been trying to go after the black conservative, but so far he has lost every battle because the black conservative is still on. And one angry Jew lost his show. He was booted off of BTR. These are all facts. There's an ain't all you want, but these are all facts. So your ain'ts are useless, one angry Jew. They are useless. Just like you. One angry Jew has a creepy man crush of the black conservative. He's been trying to go after the black conservative. He comes up with creepy stuff about the black conservative from his mummy's basement. But so far, One Angry Jew is still a pathetic 9/11 conspiracy theorist hack and a loser who has failed miserably. He's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist. He wants to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. He's an apologist for Islamic terrorism.
I'm a little confused here. Are you talking about One Angry Jew or Two Angry Jews?
I'm talking about
Two Angry Jews, so who are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking. I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. You're referring to somebody by the name of One Angry Jew. That's not me. If you want to refer to
two
angry
Jews.
All right. Could you start over, please?
Two angry Jews. We can play this game all
you
want. But you know who I'm referring to.
All right. But I'd like you to start over, please. Because if you're going to refer to angry Jews.
All right. I will gladly make my point.
Please start over. Please start over again and use two angry Jews, not one angry Jew.
All right. Two angry Jews. I will say Two Angry Jews. Two Angry Jews is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist hacking a gay loser.
Hold on a second. Just like
black conservative.
It's just like the One Angry Jew.
Trying to go after the black conservative, but when he was the One Angry Jew, he got banned.
Two Angry Jews was never one Angry Jew. Two Angry Jews and One Angry Jew.
You're the same person, me and.
Separate people, no?
You're the same person. I don't have time to play these little games with you.
I don't want to mess with
15,000 angry.
I don't want to mess with one angry Jew. But if you start libeling and slandering
it's the same guy,
one angry Jew, it's going to be a problem.
You know, you know that you're the same person.
I'm afraid of the guy, Frank.
All right, I'll refer to you as Two Angry Jews. I'll just refer.
Please don't refer.
I'll refer to you as you.
Yeah, please don't refer to.
I'll refer to you as you.
Right, please don't refer to One Angry Jew because I don't know who that is.
Two Angry Jews, you are a 9/11 conspiracy theorist hack. You have been trying to go after the black conservative.
I'm sorry, why are you repeating yourself?
Because you're playing this game with the names. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying anyway. A 9/11 conspiracy theorist hack who has a man crush on the black conservative. You've been trying to go after the black conservative and destroy him, and you have failed miserably. Instead, your
show
is taken off.
Can you tell me what your phone is set to right now?
And
hold
you
on a
come
second.
Up
wait,
with
wait,
stuff
you're
about the black conservative from your mummy's basement.
You're
you come up with
creepy
stuff
all
about
the
your, black conservative from your mummy's basement.
Vince, can you hear him? Because I can't hear anything he's saying. He's been going blipping in and out, going bloop, 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 bloop. Can you hear him?
Actually, I hear him just fine, to tell you the truth. I don't hear the Patriot Gregging at all.
Really? Well, I'm having a hard time. Can you start at the beginning?
Two angry Jews.
You did say it twice right there, bro.
You have failed miserably in your fight against the black conservative, and you know it.
Benjamin, I challenge you to put your face on the tiny chat. Can you do that? Benjamin, where'd he go? Wow. Hey, it got real quiet when he hung up, too, didn't it?
Well, he's not technically hanging up. He's got. I know what the deal is. He's got this reception problem. He's got AT&T, and it's just not working out for him. He's going to call back in. In the meantime, let's take more calls. I got a call here from the 541 area code. You're on the air.
Vince, what's up, it's Space Poet?
Hey, Space Poet, man, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I have a question for Two Angry Jews. Serious question. I just wanted to know, do you think reality TV is good? Is it dumbing down the culture of America in some sense? And, you know, do you have, like, a favorite reality TV show?
Actually, I do. It's The Simpsons, and I follow it every week.
Okay.
But I wouldn't recommend reality TV unless it's a cooking show. Cooking shows are cool. Things like Chopped. You ever see Chopped?
No, man. I haven't seen that yet, actually. No.
And I like the guy that goes around the diners and eats in the different diners around the country.
Oh,
that's cool, too.
I know who you're talking. What's his name? Guy.
Exactly. I sit there and I wish I was him eating a big thing of ribs or a big portion of, I don't know. What kind
winning.
Of how cool is that?
I didn't know that many diners existed, man. You know, he's
you must not be from the East Coast, because we got diners everywhere.
Yeah. I stayed in Maryland for a while. Yeah, I guess I just never think about it, man. But, yeah, I guess that's what it is.
No, diners are everywhere. In fact, some of the old diners, they're movable. They move them around every couple of years. But diners are cool.
Oh, yeah, like those car diners, man. Like,
yeah, but let me tell you something now. Let me give you some good advice. Never eat in a place that charges for every cup of coffee.
Is that right?
Oh, it's
What's
bad.
What is the theory behind that?
Everything else will be bad.
Oh, okay.
And the coffee won't even be that good. It'll be stale.
You know, there's some coffee places, man, and they got, you know, you think the aroma of the coffee is what would bring people in, but some of these coffee places, the coffee smells bad, like, from outside, man.
All right, I'm going to help you out here. Do you like coffee?
I do like coffee, man. I'm not a big drinker, but I do enjoy it.
All right. I love coffee.
People.
I laugh at these people that go out and spend $4 on some cup of coffee at Starbucks or some other goofy-ass place. Oh, by the way, Seattle Coffee Company in all the borders, that's Starbucks. Now, and they have better coffee than Starbucks, go figure. I laugh at all these people that go out and spend $4 for a cup of coffee. I went out and spent cost me almost $800, but I bought a nice espresso machine in Thailand, which I'm really considering having shipped over here, even though it's 220 volts. I don't care. I'll rewire. But imagine the money that you could save over a year. You could pay for that machine by not going out to Starbucks.
Yeah, because, you know, they do all those, like, cappuccinos and lattes, and then it's like your drink ends up being, like, $6, and then you get, like, this really small cup of coffee.
Yeah. And what's going on? And tell me something. What's going on with the stupid little desserts that they have in there that are $4 for some tiny little dessert that you look at and you go, wait a minute, is this it? Did you ever eat at a restaurant and you order a piece of pie or you order a cheesecake? And a little tiny sliver comes on a plate. It's a huge fucking dinner plate, right? It's a huge-ass fucking plate it almost looks like you got Uranus on the middle of the plate and you're the solar system. It's this tiny little dot. And you say to and the waitresses and the waiters will always look at you, and you look at them and you go, is that it? And they'll go, yeah. Yeah, it's small.
No, that's because, man, it's like all about the design they make with, like, the chocolate sauce, man. The creativity.
Oh,
man.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, here's the deal. When you have a plate that comes with the stupid chocolate sauce or that raspberry whatever it is, you can guarantee that a $4 dessert just became an $8 dessert because some asshole dribbled red something or whatever on the plate. Any idiot can do that, by the way. But it's still the same. It's still the same piece of cheesecake. In fact, these cheap bastards are probably, instead of cutting 8 pieces, will cut 16 pieces out of the same fucking pie, and then serve it for $8 because they put raspberry something or other on it. It's an optical illusion.
You know what, man? I have a story about. I used to live in California. And there was this restaurant, and it was an Italian restaurant, and everybody used to, it was like a fancy place, and everybody kind of used to brag about it, that they went there, whatever, and how great it was. And then it turned out that the guy got, like, busted for going to the store and buying, like, frozen Vandy Camp, like lasagnas and stuff, man, and serving it at the restaurant. Man.
Well, that's just ingenuity.
Yeah.
It depends on what you call it. Now, I'm looking at. Are you looking at this tiny chat thing?
No, man, I'm not.
There's a collection of derelicts on this channel right now. You have it has to be seen. And Vince completely disappeared. And
I know, where is Vince, man? I mean, what is
who
this?
Who killed Beanie Mean Solomon?
Who killed what?
Who killed Benjamin Solomon? Where'd he go?
Oh, I don't know. I noticed that. Vince, man, you know, where are you, bro?
He was on the thing. And now
maybe he's like taking a smoke break or something.
I don't know. I think he probably is. Now, I'm looking at some video, some guy called Cannabis Monk.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hat. I can't figure out for the life of me why.
Well,
oh, he's calling me a BS asswipe. This is a guy that's picking his nose, wearing a friggin' hat, and he's telling me an asswipe. That's amazing.
Wow, man, I stay out of all of that, man. I just...
hey, he's right. You are an asswipe, though. You are an asswipe. He got that right.
What happened to Beanie Me? What'd you do to him?
He's here. I'm going to bring him on in a second. I'm just giving him a chance to get his...
Do you think he can speak for
get
1 minute?
Get his reception dialed in just right, because...
Right, do you think he can speak without repeating himself? Do you think if we give him a chance...
No, he can't. No, he can't. Impossible. Impossible.
Why?
I got a lot of calls, actually, I have to take. I have a lot of people. You guys hang on. I'm going to bring on... I believe this is our good friend Nature Boy. What's going on, Nature Boy?
Hello there, Vince of the Bay, and One Angry Jew, and Space Poet, and everybody else on the damn show. The Nature Boy is here.
Whoa. What's up, Nature Boy?
What's going on there, Space Poet? You are the man. I'm telling you, if you people haven't heard Space Poet yet, you need to hear that man. The Nature
Thank
Boy
you.
tested and approved. Whoa!
Thank you.
One Angry Jew, I hear you on air blabbing your mouth. You're pretty much showing all of BTR that you must have severe weight issues because you're out here just raging and ranting about your plates not being big enough. I mean, come on. You've got to be overweight. Go on, Jill. Oh, you can't say anything now because you're a chicken. That's why. You, Jew, are chicken. Vince of the Bay, where are you, Vince of the Bay? I heard your voice a few minutes ago.
I'm right here, dude.
How
right
you
here,
doing
bro.
Tonight, there, Vince? Well, hey,
I'm
where's
good,
my music? Come on, where? You need to have the music queued up if you're going to put the Nature Boy on.
Oh, of course. Yes, master. How could I forget?
Yes, how could you forget? Time and time again. Yep.
There you go, dude. Go for it. Take it away, Nature Boy.
All right. Do you hear the music, ladies and gentlemen? That could only mean one thing. Breakmill USA, the Breakmill Variety Show.
Okay.
It's all brand new tonight. That's right. We've got Tyrone Shoelaces, who's going to be on the air.
What a waste of time.
The Nature Boy's going to be there to tell you all how much you suck. And then we've got the debut of the great, yes, he's a new member on the Prankville Variety Team. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be on tonight. The Reverend Leroy Duguna. This is me. Have you had a privilege of hearing the Reverend Leroy Duguna? No, you haven't, because you're pathetic. But you can hear him tonight. That's right. We're going to have J-E-S-E West on our side tonight. Whoa. How about that, Debbie Daly, you bitch? Whoa. All right. Nature Boy is here. And Breakmill is here as well tonight at 3 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central, 12 a.m. Pacific. www.blogtalkradio.com/thegreatestofalltime. You don't want to miss it tonight. Breakmill is back, and we are better than ever. We're Debbie Daly free, and we are ready to kick somebody's ass. So, if you want your ass kicked, you come to Breakmill, and the Nature Boy will be more than happy to make you bleed and sweat and pay the price of a wrestling lifetime. Whoa! That's it. The Nature Boy's out of here. Back to this in the thing. Whoa!
Wow. Thanks a lot, Nature Boy. Appreciate that report. Yeah, check him out. It's Frankville, USA, every night right here on Blog Talk Radio. I think that's on at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern. So if you're up at those hours and you're really desperate for entertainment, I guess tune in. Whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay, and I shall return. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Spending fast time down in San Pablo Alvin, so we get the women for the
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. You're live with me on the Sunday Night Mega Show edition. I have Space Poet kicking it with me. Also, Benjamin Solon. Hey, Benjamin, what's the truth of the matter?
Here is the truth of the matter. Well, anyway, Beach Bum was telling me to ignore One Angry Jew because of what a pathetic loser One Angry Jew is. But anyway,
right.
Here is the thing. Here is the thing. One Angry Jew is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist loser. He developed a man crush on the black conservative, and he's been trying to get the black conservative off BTR, and he has failed miserably. Instead, his pathetic show is off. And also, One Angry Jew is right now in his mummy's basement coming up with creepy stuff about the black conservative. One Angry Jew, whatever creepy stuff you come up with about the black conservative, please keep it in your mummy's basement, please. And don't do the One Angry Jew, Two Angry Jew game thing. You know exactly that I'm talking to you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And please keep whatever creepy stuff you come up with about the black conservative, whatever creepy absurd stuff you come up with about the black conservative in your mummy's basement, please do that. Please. You are a 9/11 conspiracy theorist loser and an apologist for Islamic terrorism. You want to allow Islamofascist Iran to develop nuclear weapons.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
All right, moving on. Let's take more calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I have the One Angry Jew. I have another Angry Jew, obviously, and Benjamin Solomon with me. I have Space Poet. And we still have the Nature Boy with us. And we're going to add one more of our good friends at the show here to the mix. We're going to bring on Cannabis Monk. What's going on, dude? What's on your mind? Cannabis Monk. Unmute yourself. Hello. Are you there? All right, Cannabis Monk, going once.
Is that better?
That's a lot better. What's going on, dude?
Much better. Hey, not much, man. Am I getting any echo here?
A little bit. It's very faint. If you can do something to alleviate that would be preferable.
Yeah. Check this out. This is so cool. Hold on. Okay, is that better?
That's much better, thank you.
Okay, not a problem. I was running it through my speakers and shit, so.
All good in the hood, bro. What's on your mind tonight? Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing the Angry Jew banter, so.
I'm sorry, it's two Angry Jews, and maybe you need to take another bong hit to be a little bit more lucid. What do you think?
Hey, maybe
no
I
doubt.
Do.
No doubt, an ooh factor of 10.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do.
They're all idiots.
All right, did you have something you wanted to say to two Angry Jews?
Other than the fact that, well, between the two of you, I've got to say, you know, you come across as a way more intelligent Jew. But
you mean the Benjamin?
Yeah, of course, the Benjamin. Yeah.
Well, Benjamin's a sycophant. He doesn't know what that word means.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
When he does finally figure out what the word means, he's still not going to be able to figure out what it means. But Benjamin's a sycophant. And he needs somebody to attach himself to. Sort of like a
God.
What are those worms that go looking for a host to attach themselves to so they can eat off of the host? A parasite, that's it.
A parasite, if you will.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Benjamin's a parasite. He's a little bit whatever. Forget Benjamin. What happened to that Beach Bum? Did you see the mitts on that guy?
No.
I'm guessing. Oh, you gotta take a look at the video cam when he sticks his hands up. I'm guessing that he probably works as a gynecologist during the day. Let's take a good look at him. Let's see those hands. Man, oh man, I'm telling you, that guy.
Oh yeah, get comfy
mitts.
There, bro. Get comfy, nice and comfy. Put all the pillows right, stack them up. There you go.
You know,
get dialed in there, brother.
I don't know if I
there
like this whole
go.
Idea. I don't know if I like this whole idea of looking at everybody's fucking living room. I mean, look
I'm
at
just
that
kidding.
Guy's
oh,
face.
You love it. You love it. You love it, man. You are such a troll. You love this.
That guy has got a serial killer look to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is there any way to mute?
I'm a troll and a liar. Yes, bottom right-hand corner. Yeah, but you have to do it in each one of the videos.
To mute the...
bottom right-hand corner.
Okay, because I'm getting a lot of audio bleed through. A lot.
Look at that fat bastard. He went out to the room so he could write that on a placard.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. This is working much better.
He ought to call in, though. I want to hear the voice that goes along.
Hey, Beach Bob, hold up that sign again. I missed it. So hang it. Hold up the sign again, bro. There it is.
One angry.
Get it.
She sucks.
You know, listen, I don't give a shit what he says about one angry Jew. I'm two angry Jews. I don't know why these people can't figure it out. Okay, listen, everybody. Two angry Jews, not one angry Jew. Figure it out. Let's change things over. Let's get it right.
Uno. Uno Jew. Uno Jew.
Right. I don't know where one angry Jew is. He's obviously left the planet.
Okay, loser alert. Loser alert. If you guys want to join us, we're in the tiny chat having a good time. We already have, six people broadcasting there in the tiny chat if you want to join us. You don't have to obviously put your video up there, but if you want to be a creepy old man like me and Beach Bum, or if you're a creepy young man like, say, Metal Talk or Beatbox, join us, won't you, in the tiny chat. It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. You can also, of course, join us live in Blog Talk Radio's chat room as well. That's where you need to be to hear the broadcast, obviously. You can hear behind-the-scenes bullshit in the chat room over at the Tiny Chat. It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. You can check out the Insider Extreme stuff going on there. You can hear he unmute the Jew and so he can breathe heavily. Right now, Beach Bum in there has a thing. He says, suck on a bong, not a Jew's cock, is what he's saying. I hope that's not for me there, Beach Bum, because that's not cool, bro. I'm not going to take this sort of slander. I'm just not going to stand for it. It's not cool, dude. I guess that's not slander. That's libel. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, libel.
Hey, let's see what the Nature Boy's up to. Nature Boy, what's going on with you now, dude?
Hello there, Vince of the Bay. The Nature Boy is here again. Whoa.
All right. What's the deal, dude?
I already told you the deal, Vince of the Bay. Prattville, USA tonight. 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. on the West Coast. BlogTalkRadio.com/greatest. Of all time. That's where you'll find it.
Hey, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you something, dude. Are you and Debbie Daly are straightening things out?
Have me and Debbie Daly straightened things out? You want to go back and listen to her last show and listen to my last show last night?
No, I don't. I know. I don't want to listen to that. I do not want to listen to those shows. I want you to tell me right now, are you not friends with Debbie Daly right now?
Me? And Debbie Daly are through. You understand me? The Nature Boy rides alone. You understand me? I didn't need Debbie Daly from the beginning, and I don't need her now. You understand me? I am the Nature Boy. I am Ric Flair. I am the most controversial man in the history of Block Talk Radio. Thumbs down. You hear me?
I hear you, bro. Loud and clear. Whoa. I'm picking up what you're putting down, bro.
And I don't need any of you. None of you. But I do like Vince of the Bay, and that is why I come here. But Frank Mills is home for the Nature Boy. Woo! Every night.
every night, ladies and gentlemen, the Nature Boy will not disappoint you. Every night. Frank Mill, USA. Whoa. Vince of the Bay, you're not even on here every night.
I think
and
I am,
actually.
Thank you, very nice.
And you're airing in all these damn different time slots. What the hell are you thinking? You're on at 11, you're on at 12, you're on at 10. Will you make up your damn mind already? Huh? Stick with one damn time slot already. How do you expect that? Wait a minute. I forgot, Vincent DeMay, you don't have a following. I'm sorry. I have to admit it, ladies and gentlemen. The ratings report shows it all. Vincent DeMay, you're barely struggling to stay afloat there, buddy. Debbie Daly's got you beat now. She's on page two. And you, Vince of the Bay, you're not even on a page. Whoa.
What page are you talking about, dude?
I'm talking about the BTR page. Where are you? I don't see you.
What BTR page? What BTR page?
The BTR page.
On air right now? I'm looking at the on air right now. I don't see Debbie on there. I see Jerry Williams, Caligenesis, Crazy Rambo, Next Legacy, Vince in the Bay, Marijuana Happy Hour.
Oh, wait a minute.
Iconoclast,
wait a minute.
Iconoclast TX, Madison Media, and Laker Mike, and Tony Lane Show.
Who in the hell are all these people? They're all nobody.
They're on air right now. They're on air right now, you idiot.
And
I don't see Debbie Daly anywhere.
They're all nobody, including Debbie Daly. Are you kidding me? Iconoclast and you in a lineup?
All right, dude, that's enough. Let's bring on, we got another caller here from a blocked number, 000 area code. You're on the air.
We're looking for Bill Wagner. God, do you know where he's at?
Oh, God, what a prick.
He's been calling us. We want to talk to
him. Right.
Build a bridge.
Oh, fuck you.
Build a bridge to Bill Wagner.
You got to get out from under the bridge.
We got the one eye. One eye running shredder. The old one eye.
He's right here, Snake. Snake, he's right here, bro. He's talking. You're talking to him right now.
Listen, Snake, could you get a little bit more drunk and call back?
Is he your co-host now?
Thank you, very nice.
Could you get a little bit more drunk and call back?
Actually, I didn't get drunk today, one eye. Well, Mardi Gras,
too. Okay,
winning.
Hold on, let Snake
Mardi
talk to me, you mean solemn.
Beads, all kinds of beads. I got... Gold beads, purple braids, green beads, beads with guitars on them.
Benjamin Solomon is gone right now. He was here earlier. He was having trouble, and then he bailed. I don't know. Is he in the chat right now? I'm not even in the chat. Let me see. Let's see.
Well, I'm more interested in this beach bum. Is he going to light himself on fire? What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, he's getting comfy. I tell you that. He's got a lot of pillows. He's dialed in. What was he doing right there? Taking a rip off?
I don't know,
or something?
But that guy needs to really get his
salt. I hope he's smoking dope. I hope he's smoking weed and not crack.
He really needs to get his salt intake down.
One eye. Hear that?
What I'm listening to what they're saying. I can't believe it.
It's one eye. Well, one eye.
That deputy over there.
And now you're a beach bum.
You got a one eye.
Yeah.
On here, Alex Jones. Of course, he isn't raising his kids.
Winning. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
Yeah.
Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Hey, Nature Boy, what do you make of these Skype assholes?
I think that the Skype assholes are pointless. That's right. I'm glad you got kicked off BTR. And you deserve to stay off of BTR. You're nothing but a bunch of pieces of shit. Are you kidding me? Especially you, Snake. You undercover crackhead, you. You need to get a new hobby there, buddy. What are you, like 45 years old, huh? Still creeping around on BTR late at night? Breathing heavy? After you hit your little crack pipe?
Breathing heavy
because
he's a... He's breathing heavy because he's a fat fuck.
Come on up there, stinking the Skype assholes.
One eye took a...
Listen to him. I'll tell you, listen to the variety on that call.
Who is this fool supposed to be causing separation with Ric Flair?
Nah, yeah, that's what I think. Who in the hell are you? Who in the hell are you there in the background? Mr. Background? What are you doing back there? What are you doing back there?
Here we have to put up.
That's the best I've seen you guys for a long time.
Come on there, you see. That's a one-eyed fucking Jew.
One eye. You got one eye.
The great Jew. He's not even a Jew, man.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Hey, Nature Boy.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering
if you're talking to these dickheads.
Yeah, they're letting us talk, sort of. Not mute. One eye.
These are dog talk tweets, right? These are all.
Come on.
What do you think, like, when Charlie Sheen says, like, he has tiger blood? Like, can you elaborate on what you think that means, Nature Boy? What is tiger blood? I mean,
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
What question did you ask me again?
Oh, I said, like, when Charlie Sheen, he was talking about how he had tiger blood, and I was wondering, like, you know, what do you think he meant by that?
Tiger
what
blood?
Is tiger blood?
You don't know what tiger blood is? That's that dangerous blood. You don't want to mess with the tiger bloods. No way, no how, buddy. They're dangerous.
Bull, S-H-I-T.
All right. He didn't say tiger blunts. He said tiger blood.
Yeah,
tiger blunt.
Blood. Tiger blood.
Yeah. Not a blunt wrap blood, like you're drawing blood for, you know, to donate it. Donate blood, you know, like my bloody Valentine. No, did you watch the Charlie Sheen broadcast last night he did on Ustream?
No, man, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, he got a hold of actual tiger blood.
Are you
He had
serious?
A bottle of legitimate tiger blood, yes.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
And like, he also compared.
It was probably
like
actually the highlight of the whole thing. I was hoping for a lot of porn stars getting naked and stuff, but no, it was kind of tame. It was actually kind of boring. It was just kind of him hanging out with his douchey little entourage, just being dumb in front of the camera, and him like kind of showing off in front of his friends. It was kind of like it got a lot of viewers at first. At first, it was up to like well over 100,000.
Wow.
And then after about 20 minutes, it started to slowly come down because, like, people of course, just for the novelty, wow factor or whatever, but they tuned in. But then after, it didn't have much staying power. Like, he was just kind of – it was kind of actually embarrassing, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was a bad move. I think he should have, if he was going to do with that, he shouldn't have done it for an hour and strung it out like that. He should have just made it really quick and to the point and just not mess around, right?
Yeah, strung it out. That's an interesting phrase that you use in regards to Charlie Sheen.
But I still think he's funny and entertaining and has his place in the Hollywood landscape and the, you know, pop culture of where we are. Good for him. He set a record, man. He got not yet. No. Yeah, I want a beer. I'm getting a beer right now, folks. For those of you in the Insider Extreme room, which we can keep partying in the Insider Extreme room after the show's over if you want. I'll keep that opening open and we'll just keep like jibber jabbering in there after the show's over. But my main man, my home skillet, Chris, 50 Spotten. Okay. All right. Cool. It's all good. I just cracked open a beer here. 50 Rubles is got, and Marvin are here in the studio with me. Here, let me.
There we go.
Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
What do you got to say tonight?
Cheers, everybody, in the
is this a show?
Insider Extreme. We're on the show. We're on,
you're on the air right
we're
now.
We're on the air right now.
We're live.
We're totally live.
Fucking live shit.
Check this out. You can hear the playback.
Grab strut.
Hello?
Dude, this motherfucker 200 watt an hour, dog.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
You got to scrim down?
All right, let me bring on, let's see, we got Nature Boy here. We got the One Angry Jew. Who else do we got? Cannabis Monk. We got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Oh,
if you
let's
wanna...
do a giveaway.
Oh, yeah, we got to do a giveaway. What kind are we going to give away?
It's going to be Detroit, Michigan tonight.
Detroit, Michigan. All right, so if you're listening in Detroit, Michigan, check this out.
Oh, boy.
What's going on, Gio? What's your problem, bro? What's your major malfunction?
I got to get this beach bum off my screen. He's causing me all sorts of issues. I mean, look at him. He's walking around. He's got a big Sharpie pen. I'd like to shove that right up his ass. Look at the mitts on that guy.
Yeah, those are some big hands, man.
What the fuck's he doing with those hands?
All right, folks, get ready. Here we go. For those of you in the Detroit area, this is a giveaway for the third caller in the Detroit Northville area. There are various sized moving boxes, about 30 of them, all in good condition, free, available now to caller number 3 in the Northville area of Detroit, Michigan. This is right now, caller number 3 from Detroit, Michigan. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. Okay, we have no caller number. We have somebody. Our intern is screening the callers. Apparently, we've already had one call, but keep trying, folks. Caller number, the third caller, we've had one already. Okay, there's number 2. We've had 2 calls from Detroit. If we get one more, we'll have a winner. Let's see. I guess this might be the caller. Let's see. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, it's North Stat McGrizzles. Can I get that tire?
No, we're giving away moving boxes tonight, not the tire. Sorry.
I'll call them.
I think it's the same guy that called.
The moving boxes are still available, kids. We got 8 minutes to go.
Somebody must need a moving box.
That sounded like the same guy that called my show earlier this evening looking for a tire, asking me if I had the tire available, that he was going to come over and pick it up.
It's some sort of troll, I guess.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
I thought maybe it was Goofy Bone because it came from the call came from the San Jose area. It was like 415, I think, or...
No, that's San Francisco, 415.
San Francisco. Yeah, San Francisco. It came from the San Francisco area. And it sounded a lot like Goofy Bone, but I can't prove it, so...
Wow, shit is just blowing up here, folks. Yeah, we still have a couple minutes left, though, if you want to join us. 347-826-7667 is the number. We'll probably go into a little bit of OT. I'm going to play some music, hang out in the tiny chat. So if you want to call in and listen to the broadcast as we go into overtime, you can do it now, or at least in the next five minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Number 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bams. I'm already starting the post party right now.
Hey,
the after party is just what?
Oh, I was saying, have you ever tried this stuff called Four Loko? What is that, man? Somebody was telling me about that.
Yeah, dude, Four Loko. We've talked about it on here. It's been in the news before. I've not tried it. I don't wish to try it. I don't really drink, you know.
No.
My friend went and got my good man 50 Rubles went and picked up some beer. So I'm enjoying a beer. I'm not a big drinker. I'm just doing this just for the fun of it. I don't have any I'll have to wake up in the morning, so I'm just going to enjoy a nice cool beverage here. Kind of the way that, partly inspired by Ghost, who always, by the end of his show, he's had a couple of beers. I'm just going to have one. But hey, if you want to join us in the Insider Extreme Room, it's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. Beach Bum is in there. He's writing little, he says, alcohol number one problem in the world.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
I'm poisoning myself right now. I admit it. I totally do. I'm only doing it just to kind of like help actually wind down and, you know, have a nice little edge to put me, you know, to get me going here in the overtime, and then hopefully I'll just crash. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Cannabis Monk, Space Poet,
and
that guy, One Angry Jew. If you guys want to join us, there's 5 minutes to go. 347-826-7667. Beach Bum says moderation is key, Vince. Yes, I agree. Moderation is key. No doubt about it. I'm going to moderately sip on one beer tonight. I might have two. I don't know if I go crazy. We'll see. But as far as I'm concerned, we could keep partying here in the tiny chat for a little bit.
That'll be a hoot.
So, Jew, you're not even in the tiny chat anymore. You're missing all the fun stuff the Beach Bum is writing about you in there.
Oh, yeah, man. It's ugly. It's getting rough.
The Beach Bum is ugly. Please, I had to give myself a break.
He's just pulling you apart over here, man. You at least you need to defend yourself, honestly.
Pulling me apart. That guy
he's just pulling you apart, man.
That guy couldn't shred a pulled pork sandwich even if he tried. Get out of here. Look at him. He's a mess.
Man, he's got a sign up that says One Angry Jew Sucks.
He's got a big fucking Sharpie. He thinks, I don't know what the hell he thinks. He's sitting there with a big fucking Sharpie writing on cards, holding them up to five people. What the fuck is that?
I don't think he cares for you much, man.
The idiot sent money to the Black Conservative. Need I say more?
Oh.
Alrighty then. Vince in the Bay, going to wind things up here for the live listeners. Those of you tuned in to the program in the live chat room from Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining me. Want to hang out with us further? Head over to the tinychat.com. tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. Going to keep the Corey's going to roll on over there. We're going to continue in the archives here as well for those of you listening live. If you want to continue to listen live, you'll have to call in the next 2 minutes. The number is 347-826-7667. Before we get out of here, real quick, Cannabis Monk, I'm going to your show?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night, Hot Janelle, Primetime Grind, 10 p.m. Central. It's her show, and then we run 420 Grindhouse from Tuesday through Friday, 10 p.m. Central Time. But be sure and catch Hot Janelle tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central for Primetime
Grind. I will definitely be there. I miss her. I wish she was here tonight. I'm sorry she couldn't make it tonight.
if you see her, send her my love.
Oh, will do, man. Will do.
All right. Cannabis Monk. Spacebot, any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
You know, nothing in particular comes to mind, man, actually.
All right. Well, hang on, dude. We're gonna continue into the overtime segment of the program. The glory rolls on. If you want to keep going here, Insider Extreme is up and running at tinychat.com/VinceInTheBay. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. You can also check out, obviously, the archives at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's going to do it here. I love you all. I will check you all out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. It's Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. And until then, for those live listeners, check me out tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, Disorderly Conduct. And also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm going to head over to the Insider Extreme chat room, tinychat.com/VinceInTheBay. And if I don't see you over there, I'll see you soon. Peace out. I love you all and look forward to making love to all of you very, very, very soon. Good night and good luck. Peace out, bitches.
29 69 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Debbie Daly was in the chat for a while. I'm presuming that we got streamed live over the network. If not, it's all good. Much love to Debbie Daly, who I'm wagering is Double D in the chat room, in the tiny chat right now. But it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. Welcome to the Insider Extreme extended edition of your Sunday night mega show with yours truly, Vincent the Bay. I'm back here with Space Poet, Cannabis Monk, and Metal Talk Radio. So, Cannabis Monk, what's on your mind now, dude?
Oh, man, Vince. Am I unmuted? Yeah, I'm unmuted. I just had to go get a refill iced coffee, rolled me up a little something-something, and just kicking back with you guys tonight, man.
Cool.
I was kind of hoping Hot Janelle would swing by, but no. You know, out of the fucking 3.5 years that I've known this girl, I have a key to her apartment. I can get into her apartment whenever I want. You know how many times she's been to my apartment? Yeah.
Zero.
One time. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. What's that tell you? She's just not that into you?
I go to her place all the time and eat all the food and drink her girly beer. Does she ever come over and hang out with the monk? Yeah, seldom. One time. One time outside of work. One time.
Right on. So what's her show like? She does her show tomorrow. What is that all about?
She plays a lot of music and just talks a lot of chick stuff. Yeah. It's along the lines of the 420 Grindhouse. It's just a little more laid back. She plays a lot more music than I do. And a lot of girl talk and just whatever's on her mind for the day.
What kind of music does she play?
On her show, she's a rocker, but she prefers like stuff like Shinedown, and so she'll play the Shinedown. And trying to think of some of the shit she's got on her playlist. She does have some OTEP that she has on her playlist because she likes OTEP. Chevelle, Tool, Perfect Circle.
Cool. Digging it. I like all those bands. Some of those I don't even know what they are, but they sound cool.
It's good stuff. It's a little... I tend to play a little harder stuff on the 420 Grindhouse, but I like... Tool's my favorite band of all time, so... Tool's cool.
You know, one time, speaking of Tool and Primus, actually, I went to a New Year's show when it was Primus, and Tool opened for them.
Oh, really?
And this is maybe like 90, I want to say like 96, 97 maybe. And I think there was some internal strife going on within Primus. And Primus ended up playing a really crappy set. It was like the worst I'd ever heard them. And but at the same show, Tool opened, and Tool just owned it. They were just on the money. They just like it was worth it just to see them, to see them play.
Were you in the Bay Area at that time, Vince?
Yeah, I've always been in the Bay Area. Well, the only time I haven't been in the Bay Area was a couple of years I lived in New York and. Part of 1 year I lived in L.A. The rest of my time has been somewhere in the Bay Area, mostly in the South Bay. I grew up in San Jose. But shit is popping off on the Tiny Chat room. Debbie Daly's in there. She's hanging out with... What's she talking about in here? She says you rock, Cannabis Monk. Debbie Daly likes you a lot.
Debbie Daly... Excuse me. Debbie Daly
and
is awesome.
Yeah, she says she's cammed up with the BWC right now. but Debbie Rock Daly, on. If you can hear... Actually, Debbie Daly, you can hear me. Cannabis Monk says you're awesome, too.
Yeah, what's up, Debbie? Hello from Space Poet.
I guess, Cannabis, you're in the chat, too. You can see for yourself what... Debbie Daly is Double D, I presume, in there. She's acting like it.
It's weird. I've got the live feed that I'm talking to you on now, but I can hear the other feed in the background, and I've got the cameras muted. I don't know where that's.
Interesting.
It's not bad though. It's a lot quieter than the main feed, so it's not bad.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm about to get it.
Yeah. You know, my cam keeps cycling through this, like, demo.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get it to
that
stop doing the demo.
Oh, that may be
to
what
stop
it is.
Because
it honestly, it sounds like a completely different conversation that was had earlier.
What? Actually, my camera's about to die. I gotta switch cameras here. I'm gonna go ahead and take care of that. You know, I'm actually going to leave that for a second.
Oh man, did you have to do that? Now the monk is all big and in everybody's face.
There you go. Giving you some FaceTime, bro.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea.
All right.
Wow.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Yeah. Ghost, everybody. Ghost will be back tomorrow. He's Monday through Friday. Good times with that guy. Can't wait to. I'm actually partly having a beer tonight in honor of Ghost.
What happened?
Nothing. He just doesn't have a show on the weekend, so I feel obligated to drink, I guess.
To toast him.
I don't know. Yeah, I've more or less stopped drinking altogether. But every once in a while, I think I'll do it just to indulge. But ultimately, I think my stance on alcohol is it's basically just poison. We're poisoning ourselves. You temporarily poison yourself. and you get a little buzz off of it, and so people market that. And honestly, I don't. Some of the poison, I like the buzz I get, and I can do it every once in a while, but I can't get indulged like I used to. It's just my body just can't take it.
You know what I think is funny is like when you go to like those wine things, or you know, you look at like the wine shows and stuff, and like the people, they have like these gigantic glasses, and they pour in like half the bottle. But the glass is so big that it looks like it's just a tiny amount. I think that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, it is what it is. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to get too drunk, though. Not too drunk to fuck. Remember that one, kid?
Went to a party at Aphrodite. I had 16 beers and decided up a fight. When I said it, you're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs too drunk to fuck. I like a sword, I love a gun, shooting out the tires, cause I love the world of fun. Right in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the crunch of us, I do the runs of us. Too fast, it's all I need right now. Too drunk to fuck.
Out here in a second. Cannabis Monk, are you still there?
I am here with you, brother.
Hey, once again, I think I'm going to, this time for real, well, I'm blowing up here on my Skype. Debbie Daly just assaulted me with a bunch of crazy nonsense. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm no shit, sister.
We're on the network.
Hey. Oh. I think Debbie, you can hear me in the chat, right? Yeah, I'm talking to Cannabis Monk here. I don't know if you can hear his side of the thing, but Debbie just sent me a bunch of crap here. Bill Wagoner said to her, "Hey, let's, you know what? Debbie, I don't know if I told you this, but I went and took a narration class. There's a in town here in San Francisco. There's a voice actors studio sort of thing. It's like a voice actors workshop school thing. It's called Voice One. And they have a facility down here in San Francisco, and they put on classes and clinics and workshops and stuff. And actually, tonight I missed it. They do every Sunday night an open improv night. And it's more geared towards the theater types, actors for film and stage. But they also do a lot of classes for voice over, and I took a narration class, and it was really, really interesting. Just as far as like approaching copy and how to read it, and how to inflect, and group certain things together in the script. So, if you have like a long, 3 or 4 page thing, you can, sort of break it down into beats and everything, so it's not as daunting, and you don't rush through it, and you present it in a way that's engaging and appropriate to the text. And so I was hoping to do it at this during the show tonight, but I didn't get a chance to. And I don't know, I might have lost the page. I was going to try to read, just randomly read some copy, because my big problem is, like, the one thing I took out of this workshop was that, because this woman that put on this workshop she's a working actor or actress or whatever the PC term is. She's a working actress, and she's also a casting director. She works as a casting director. She's also worked as a casting assistant on big productions that shoot in the Bay Area. Whenever like a local production comes through town, whether it's a TV show, an episodic, like there's this TV show Trauma that was on the air for about a year, and that shot in San Francisco, and she was a casting director for that. There's been a couple of movies that recently that have shot in San Francisco that she was a casting director on. There's actually a movie shooting here right now that she's casting that stars like Nicole Kidman and somebody else, and she actually got a part in it too. But whatever. So she's well established, and she was a great teacher. I learned so much from her, just from technique to just you're always. I never felt like there was a lull in the. It was a 2-day course. It was like a grand total of I think like maybe 10 hours, and it was all. We were just working the whole time. It was great. It was like from the get-go, everybody got, just started reading and just started, everybody got a chance to get up on the mic. Everybody gets feedback. You're just always involved with this instructor. And it was really good. And there was, people there from all different backgrounds and all different levels. And there was one guy that had the most amazing voice I've ever heard in my entire life. It was sort of like this Wilford Brimley, narrator kind of. You're this really noble old grandfather voice, but super deep. Like I think my voice is pretty. I think my voice is pretty deep, but this dude's voice is—he makes me sound like high-pitched Eric from Howard Stern's show. Like he had, yeah, but he's an old white guy. Yeah, it's just amazing, dude. And I got his number. I got his email, and I'm gonna talk to this guy again. He's in town here, and he also does a radio theater show. And he gave, he told me the name, and I forgot it. I gotta figure it out. I'll email him and get the link, and maybe I'll get some clips if I can find of his voice, because he was amazing. And I'm gonna try to get him on my show, In fact, I might just start using him on my show, but not tell anybody, because his voice is so awesome. It's just, it's unreal. I love it. Oh, there's Debbie Daly cam going on now. What's, but it's black. There's nothing going on. Let's fire that puppy up now, huh? What's up with that?
Just she's just showing like picture clips and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's bogus.
See, in the background, I can hear the show that you did last night because I hear Hot Janelle talking in the background, but she is not.
Oh.
You know, it's yeah.
Yeah, you gotta. You know what? Once this show's over, then you can like refresh it a couple of times, and it'll start at the beginning of this show again. But yeah, it automatically once the live broadcast's over. If you're still on that, you should just close that chat page. It's not
is
doing
that
you any good right
it?
Now. Yeah, yeah. Close out of the BTR page.
Okay. Yeah, because it did. Okay, I see what's going on now. It was so freaking obvious. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's way. Wow, that's way.
Hey, what's up with this marijuana happy hour, dude? Do you ever go to his show anymore?
Yeah, actually. Well, I haven't been over there in a few nights because I've been hanging out with you, and I haven't really developed a working relationship with Johnny Cush yet. But I like his show. I've went back and listened to several of his archive shows. I listened to his show religiously for like 2 weeks straight, and just it's funny because some of his shows are really just you can't breathe hilarious, and then some of the other shows are just kind of, you know, just like whatever. But I mean, he's got a great show. He really does. Yeah, it just a lot of times it conflicts with my schedule. And up until this last week, we were running our show at midnight, and it just a lot of schedule conflicts. So I didn't really get lately. I haven't been able to listen to his show nearly as much as I used to.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't get this ManiCam thing to work. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing here.
Oh, it's funny, dude. All it says is ManiCam.com, and I don't know
really?
Why that, yeah, I don't know why that's striking me as funny, but maybe because I'm high, but it's just...
Oh, you know what I'll do? This is what I'll do. Is it red now?
It's red now, yeah.
Yeah. See what I can do about this here. How about that? How's that?
That's showing your page photo. It says dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you with the bullhorn.
That's what I'm going with. I wonder how do I get that watermark off of there? It's got to be a way, huh? It's like hidden. They always hide the, like, oh, there you go.
Ha ha, there you go. There you go. Yeah, now she's got a picture of you with the bullhorn. It says dope. Yeah.
Yep. Perfect.
Rock on. So is Debbie Daly actually online with us, or is she just connected to the Tiny Chat, or?
She's, you know what? I bet you if you go to DebbieDaly.com, she's probably broadcasting on there.
Oh, I bet she's simulcasting, yeah.
Yeah, in a half an hour, the Prankville guys are going to go on, and she'll probably be over there too.
I'm a little disappointed, actually. She called into Kush's show, the Marijuana Happy Hour, and that's kind of how I became acquainted with who she was. And she ended up calling in over there and hung out in his chat a while. And I've met her in a few other chats, listening to other shows, but she has never, Debbie, if you can hear this, she has never actually come over and hung out in our chat room at the 420 Grindhouse or called the show. I'm a little disappointed. Yeah.
Oh, she probably will now. When she hears this, she probably will.
Debbie, you got to come over to the show. Hang out with us. Give us a call at the 420 Grindhouse when we're on air. And hang out with us in chat. And We'd love to hear from you. Love to have you over there.
All right, what is it saying her thing right now? Wait, what, when? What did she just say?
Yeah, she's...
Debbie, what are you doing?
It says,
have never
called. No,
M-H-H.
No, no.
She said she's never called Marijuana Happy Hour.
No, no, no. You called Marijuana Happy Hour. Yes, you did. You were in his chat room, and he kept bugging you. Everybody in the chat room was bugging you to call, so you called in, and you even did a little plug. You said, this is Debbie, in a real sexy voice, you said, this is Debbie Daly. You're listening to the Marijuana Happy Hour with Johnny Cush. And then we had you repeat it so that he could tape it and use it on the show.
Oopsie's right. Oopsie. The fuck? This is so weird. She's not even using the chat. She's chatting through her little Bandcamp thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's chatting. Yeah.
I'm gonna add somebody to the conversation here.
Rock on.
This is gonna be my friend. I'm gonna call here Frank Deluxe. Frankie D. See if I can get him dialed in here.
Hey,
Frankie D, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, you're on the air, bro. It's overtime.
Are you
and we're
serious?
We're also chatting in Tiny Chat. You should are you on your computer? Do you have your technology in order right now?
I'm actually on the toilet, that's why I texted you.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So what's going on? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Completely exposed right now.
Oh, by the way, you're on live right now with Cannabis Monk.
Hey, rock on. What's up, man?
What's cracking? I'm sorry, I just did a black accent. Hey, how's it going?
It's all good, dude.
How is everybody?
Everybody's doing swell here on the program.
Wipe my ass. Hold on.
We want to get the black perspective on things right now.
You do know this is not a shtick. That's why I texted you. I'm literally on the toilet. This is like epic. So am I breaking any boundaries right now? I mean, am I doing anything new?
No. You haven't stooped the standards of the show any lower than they haven't already been.
Hey, there's an idea for a great segment, man. The Crapper Report.
Yeah, shitter tonight. Tonight we're on the shitter with Frank Deluxe. Frank Deluxe. This is ruminations from the porcelain throne. What's on your mind tonight, dude? What do you make of all this Wisconsin mess?
I'm angry. Angry man on the toilet. I'm angry about this. Now, what's happening in Wisconsin? Wisconsin. How do you pronounce the W-I? Wait a minute. Is it
W-N? W-I.
Oh. Wait a minute.
WI, bro. Yeah.
What happened? What's going on over there? Did Obama get shot yet?
No, you wish. No.
Damn.
Dude, even better. Michael, we actually have all the bleeding heart liberals concentrated in one spot. If we just nuked Wisconsin right now, the liberal idiots would be gone.
Yeah, it would just wipe them all out in one shot.
Find it. We would be like the Jetsons overnight.
We wouldn't have to deal with Michael Moore anymore. We wouldn't have to deal with Noam Chomsky or any of these idiots, dude.
Oh, nope. Imagine Noam Chomsky as particles now. You know what I mean? Oh God! Remember when? Did anybody else see Alex Jones rip him to shreds? That's how you know you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean? But anyway. So how's the night been going, everybody? Are we really in overtime? How many minutes have we been in overtime?
We've been about, we've been in overtime. I started at 9, so we've been about we're about 40 minutes into overtime. We're also on still in the Tiny Chat. For those of you listening to me in Tiny Chat, which would probably be Debbie Daly, basically, you can't hear him, but on the line I have Frank Deluxe, my good friend, reporting live from Southern California. He's on the porcelain throne right now, where he is able to give us his perspective on life and politics and the economy.
I feel like either somebody's rubbing a coat together or snickering very loudly.
Hey, have you checked out Charlie Sheen's show last night, dude?
His show last night? No, I didn't. I read your Facebook profile about it, but I didn't get to see it or anything.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to watch this Alex Jones show rant that everybody's talking about. I'm like,
oh, here, check it out. Here, check it out. I'll give you a quick little refresher. I did a little remix on it. Check it out.
TBR Street Gang, this is Almighty Almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
There it is.
That was fucking epic.
Yeah, holy he went
shit.
Off, dude. That was basically
was
all
so
I did.
Drunk.
Dude, all I did was basically cut out everything that Alex Jones said and all the commercials, and he was just on fire, dude. He was like a sound bite every second, dude. Everything he said was gold.
He was so drunk, man. Damn.
I don't think he was drunk. I think he was sober. I know he was drunk. He was in the Bahamas, and I think he was hanging out with those porn chicks and stuff, and I think he decided to go cold turkey right there on the spot so he could do this drug test and go on this rant and like try to fuck over the producer that was trying to fuck with him. And it turned into this huge PR stunt that is just like continuing to go and go and go.
But this is great for Alex, though.
Oh, it's huge for Alex.
I got to see Alex on The View. I saw him on The View.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There you go. I know you're a huge fan of The View. I know that.
I'm all on this cock. Oh man, that was pretty epic, dude. He went off, man. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, on a whole random note that's just not even connected to anything we're talking about, I was just staring at myself in the mirror. I was like, where's the first gay superhero? You know what I mean? I was looking in my head. I have like a massive Megamind alien head, and I'm like, I look so gay. I'm like a gay superhero. I was like, where the hell is the first popular, you know, amazing but super gay and unlikable clutch superhero, you know? Just fucking throwing a tiara.
Maybe that can be you, dude. Maybe you can be the first gay superhero.
I think I have to do it.
You should write that character. You should write that. I'm telling you, man, write that character, write that script, and that it'll be your personal vehicle to stardom. You should do it. The first gay.
Did you see my video where my only video where I pretend to be Larry Sinclair?
No.
I don't think I've told anybody that. I keep it really secret, but it's actually gotten like 170,000 views. I don't tell anybody in my family, though. They are not allowed to see that shit. But if you want to see it, if you want a special treat for you and your listeners, go to Obama Sex Limo Rape on YouTube, and voila, my fucking ass is right there. Oh, man. I was on fire.
Yep. How about ObamaCrimes.com? You ever try to check that out?
I think I've seen all of Obama's crimes. Yeah, I've been to plenty of websites. I think I've been to that one as well. So what was the main topic that was discussed today?
Today on the show, we were just kind of all over the place. We had the one angry Jew squared off against Benjamin Solomon. Have you ever met the one angry Jew on here?
Yeah, I remember after the whole aftermath of the mega incident or whatever, he came on the show, and I got to actually talk to him right afterwards. And we had a very pleasant conversation. Threatened to kill him and his family.
He loves you. He's a truther. Yeah, he's a truther just like you. So you guys get along just great.
I know, I'm just joking. Yeah, we do get along. Interesting how I'm thinking that all Jews are part of the conspiracy, yet Jews like me.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. There it is.
Fucking crazy. It's like every time I go to a grocery store, I get accosted by some old white guy who just loves me. He's like talking to me, following me around in the grocery store. I'm all, you know, I think I escaped him. I'm walking 10 aisles away going, you know, trying to pick up some bottles of mayonnaise, and here he comes. Hey, you know what's a good joke? You know, I'm like, well, where the fuck did you come from? Didn't we just get done talking about our conversation ended at the mop aisle? You know? Very interesting.
Good shit, man.
So who else is on the line, man? Who's left?
It's just you, me, and Cannabis Radio. Or Cannabis Monk, sorry, from his... He's got a radio show here. No, he's here. Cannabis, you're here, right?
Oh, I'm here, man. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's still here. Yeah, I hung out with Jim on his show earlier. I do strain reviews for his show. I call in and do strain reviews. Today I reviewed... what did I review today?
You reviewed the was it Monster Skunk? Did you call it? It was Skunk. I think you call it Monster Skunk.
Why is everybody talking about weed these days?
You know, it was Mutant Skunk.
Mutant Skunk, yeah.
Why is everybody talking about weed these days? I work at a medical marijuana dispensary. It's fucking crazy that now every time...
I bet you do. Yeah, they always need
talk
security.
About weed.
They always need some muscle. See, that's what you could be. You can be this gay superhero that rescues all of the marijuana dispensaries in California. From the evil clutches of taxation.
From the evil government.
What number?
That's so genius.
No, it's really. I could call you if you want to join. It's almost over. It's going to be over in like 5 minutes. Here, I'll call you right now. You want me to call your phone?
Call me?
Here, I'm going to. Yeah, it's almost over.
You're talking about me, man? Don't call my phone. Come to my place and get naked.
No, I'm. I'm not going to get naked again. I tried that once. It didn't work out. But I'm going to call the ruble, the 50 rubles here, add him to the conversation. He wants to get in on here before we get timed out here because I think we got about 5 minutes before we leave. Hey, 50 rubles, is that you?
Yeah, I was just trying to listen.
Okay, you're listening. No, you can meet yourself.
Oh. He wants some too.
Wait, I know I can't, dude.
There you go.
Tell me if you're not packing stamps that want it.
I think you hung up. It's okay. I'm gonna wrap things up here anyway. Hey, thanks for coming through
Frankie
the Lux.
I'll hear you in a second, buddy.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Is there anything you want to impart on us or say before we close things out here?
I want to say I pledge allegiance to Barack Obama, to the United States of fucking Cuba, Hail Obama, hail Michelle, because she's going to be the true evil dictator behind the throne. She's got the biggest cock in that marriage. What else? I don't know.
Very well done.
War Fedor. War Fedor Emelianenko.
Cannabis Monk. Anything on your mind before you get out of here?
Nothing that I can pull right to the forefront now. Other
good,
than, hey.
Good.
Excellent.
Good answer.
All right.
50 rubles. What's up?
Hello. All right, he's gone.
All right,
man.
Hey, that's it. It's the Bay. Thanks everybody for coming through. Appreciate it.
Check me out
next time. Until then, twitter.com/BitsTheBay. Peace.